Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here tonight it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
And of course you can take control of the airwaves here. There's a lot in the news that we can talk about here tonight. I know that nobody, you wanted to discuss Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into that.
And the fool who compares Bitcoin to it.
Which is interesting because I also had an anti-Bitcoin article in my show prep as well. Yet another person announcing that the Bitcoin dream is dead.
Again?
Yes, once again it has died again. So we can talk about that. But
does that mean in 3 days it's going to rise again?
Yeah.
Because it seems to rise 3 days
rise
after its death is announced.
Yeah, I believe, what did it scrape 40,000 again today? Where is it at right now? Let's see, Bitcoin price, $39,500 as we speak. Not bad.
Yeah, what was it? It was $6,000 within the last year.
Yeah. So, but we can talk about that later.
Jeez, if only I'd put my money in, you know, some theater chain or something.
So, the other thing that's more exciting than Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's been the real highlight, I think, for a lot of people in 2020, but the other thing that's more exciting is people are starting to talk about secession again. And right. I got to say, I'm pretty excited about that possibility and the fact that people are even, you know, discussing the idea of declaring independence.
And did you say 25%?
Well, now, according to this news post here, it's at a website called justthenews.com. They are citing Rasmussen. And, yeah, Just the News.
Rasmussen. Wasn't he that crazy Russian monk?
I think
no, that was Rasputin.
Someone else, yeah.
Okay. So this isn't just a prophecy.
So apparently they partnered up with Rasmussen. Just the News, I guess, hired them or partnered with them in some way. And a sizable percentage of U.S. voters... So voters, which is different than everyone in the U.S., support a poll, or rather a proposal, to split the country into two separate countries amid bitter political divides, according to a new Just the News Daily poll with Scott Rasmussen. 25% of respondents back, quote, splitting the red states and blue states into separate countries, while a solid majority, 62% of them, oppose such a measure.
Well, I support it as an improvement, but living in the purple state,
mm-hmm.
then I would say, well, you know, we're going to have to secede again,
right.
probably.
You said the purple state. Tell me why you say the purple state.
Because purple is neither red nor blue.
It's a mix.
It's something in between. I used to describe myself as a radical centrist back in the day. And I said radical centrist because on any given issue, I was to the left of the Democrats or to the right of the Republicans.
Okay.
And so... So, you know, it's the same sort of thing. There's, you know, you know, anything that, this is, you know, why I was so happy about Brexit, even though it didn't increase my freedom at all, it was the idea that, yes, it's okay to secede. It's
right.
okay to say thanks, but
goodbye.
No thanks. You know?
We're but, breaking up.
And you don't have to have a war.
They didn't, and it took 4+ years, sadly, for them to accomplish it politically, but it finally happened. They finally finished the Brexit thing. Now Brexit is no longer part of the European Union, and that became a thing in, I think, December.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's a further breakdown of the numbers. According to the poll, the actual question they asked was, some have suggested that the red and blue states, i.e. the Republican-leaning states and Democratic-leaning states, should split into separate countries. Would you favor or oppose splitting the red and blue states into separate countries? 11% said they strongly favor. 14% said they somewhat favor. So that's the 24 and change percent. Somewhat opposed, 10% said they somewhat oppose, and then 52% strongly oppose, with 12% who aren't sure. So to me... And, you know, again, that's they're asking. It's an interesting question, but it's the wrong question. What we need to be focusing on is individual states, and should they have the ability to say goodbye? And would you support? And would you support seeing other states leave the union?
That to me is the most important thing. If another state chose to leave the union, would you or would you not support subduing them by force?
With violence, yeah.
And I wonder how that 52%
would break down.
Answer on that. Yeah. I want to know. Because I've got an inquiring mind.
Well, if you got enough money, you can probably hire Scott Rasmussen to ask the question. But nonetheless,
if you've got much less money, you might be able to hire somebody else to ask the question.
It's an interesting result, and it's one of two polls that I wanted to share here tonight. Here's another one. This one is an Axios Ipsos poll where Republicans and Democrats both agree America is falling apart. They polled 1,019 U.S. adults in the last 3 days, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. Two parties agree that both Republicans and Democrats say America is falling apart. The question, asked Tuesday and Wednesday, reflects the collision of crises besetting the country, a backdrop of pandemic, recession, decoupling of red-blue America, and racial injustice in the immediacy of the Capitol insurrection, followed by impeachment too. 22% of Democrats and 19% of independents, one-fifth of each, say they aren't proud to be an American. 7% of Republicans and 17% of Americans as a whole say that. The bottom line, something they agree on, that is, Republicans, 83% say America is falling apart. Democrats, 78% say America is falling apart. So this is a very, very good sign.
Well, if you cook it long enough, it'll fall right off the bone.
So I think this is very, you know, I'm optimistic about this because if people believe a thing, then it can become real.
Well, if they're watching the news, it's going to look like America's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it is, and it should.
Yep.
Because the thing is, like, I had this guy who I talked about, I asked him about secession. He was calling in about trying to get all of America on the same page again. It's like, well, not everybody is going to agree with you, so riddle me this. Would you be willing to be ruled half the time by Democrats? And he was like, well, no. And I was like, well, then you really ought to think of secession,
right?
Because they're not willing to be ruled all the time by you.
It is something that people need to start thinking about. And if folks are so frustrated with the divisions in this country, there's no better time than now than to start to talk about this. This is one of the reasons why I've been going to Black Lives Matter events, and I've been going to right-wing protests and bringing out the secessionist flyers, because everybody needs to hear about this idea.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it needs to be separated from the reasons for prior secessions. And it needs to be, we need to dispel the idea that the Civil War, the so-called Civil War, which was not a civil war, was the only war of secession fought in America, because there were two wars of secession fought in America. The first one we call a revolution, but it wasn't a revolution.
It was a war of secession.
Yep. The second one we call a civil war, but it wasn't a civil war. It was a war of secession.
Correct.
You know? And sometimes, I mean, if there were state slave states in the United States again and they wanted to leave, I'd say don't let the door hit you in the boot when on your way out.
And I would hope
and
that
then
those slaves
smuggle weapons down to their slaves.
Yeah.
But
I hope they could escape from that place and get out.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what should happen right now, is that people should make an escape from the places that they don't like. Quit trying to change it. Quit trying. If you're in California and you're a liberty-minded person, quit trying to like impeach the governor or whatever fruitless, pointless task it is that people are doing there to, you know, change things, and just bail.
Bail or take some land with you and bail, because there's also the Jefferson the proposal where they're talking.
Northern California.
Northern California has talked about seceding from the rest of California.
Well,
California is way bigger than most states, so is Texas. So they want to have some internal secession. That's a great idea.
I agree. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on secession, you think it's finally time? Or do you think that the U.S. needs to give it another 200 years?
Oh, God.
603-283-6160. And if you don't think it's failed, at what point will you admit the United States is a failure?
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. The number for you. Join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. And government who can take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about the American people and some interesting surveys. One, finding that about 80% of Americans think that the country is failing, basically. It's you know, having some serious problems. It's falling apart, I think was the words that the poll used. And then there's about 25% of Americans who think that it's time for the red and blue states to go their separate ways, with about 50-some percent saying definitely don't break up. But there's another 12% that was unsure. So I would say 25% saying it's time to split up, with another 12% unsure. That's a real good starting point for a conversation.
And you know, you got to ask yourself, how much of a majority should you have to force your will on other people?
I mean, 100%. I don't think you should be able to force your will on other people.
Gets to decide in a state if they are going to move forward with that?
Yeah, that's the tricky part. Is obviously some people want to stay together with the United States, but the way political things are set up, you know, it may take a supermajority to do like a constitutional amendment, but you know, you might be able to get that with 66% or 67% of the populace.
And that's why the violence question is so important. Mm-hmm. Are they willing to kill us to make us stay? Like some sort of an mad abusive husband,
right?
Because if I can't have you, nobody else will, you know. Then it's not like I want to join another country. I'd rather just be free. I'd need some time on my own,
right?
But you know, it's because I don't think that all of those people would be down with killing their countrymen.
I don't think they would
prevent them from leaving.
At least I would hope that they're not, and I hope we get to find out, because you know, I don't think that the fear of what might happen should stop people from moving forward with this, because ultimately that is the thing that's the big objection when you bring up secession or declaring independence again. Mm-hmm. The big objection is, oh my God, they're going to kill us. They're going to roll in tanks. They're going to drop a nuke. And it's like, whoa, so you believe they're that insane and violent? Well, that's why we should leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I think that Canada's going to have something to say about it if they decide to nuke New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to like that up in Canada. Eh?
That's true.
Not that they have any guns, but, you know. So I don't
know. Do they have nuclear weapons? Does Canada have nukes?
No, but they've got an awful lot of Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. you know, so
you can throw some donuts.
All they need to do is get their people all hyped up on coffee.
They can't, though. Right now they're locked down in Canadian streets. I don't know if it's every province, but in somewhere, I forget which town, city it was. It may be Canada-wide. I don't know the details on the story, but they've got full-on lockdowns at nighttime with police rolling through the streets at as slow a pace as they can possibly drive, blaring their sirens.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Oh, really? Great. So, you can't sleep either.
Yeah.
You can't go out and you can't sleep.
Right. Yeah. Imagine, you know. It's one thing to have a cop blow by your house at 80 miles an hour with a siren on. That's an inconvenience. But when they're literally going 5 to 10 miles an hour, you can walk faster or ride your bike faster than these cars, going down the street and blaring sirens at God knows how late at night. There's video footage of this happening.
Well, if you're exhausted, you can't think straight the next day.
Right.
And if they continue to do it, you're the...
You'll go crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds like they're using psychological warfare to keep the population off their feet, unable to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is why you don't give up your guns, because if they did that in New York City even, you know, somebody would be taking pot shots at those cops.
I don't know. New York City's been pretty cracked down upon, and there hasn't been much resistance there.
They got a lot of gangs in New York that, you know, they need their sleep, too.
Yeah. So if you want to comment, you can, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want, and I did mention the Yelp feature. That's in the news here, where Yelp is now giving people a way to scold local businesses from a place of moral superiority, according to RT.com, launching a feedback feature to reflect how well a business is enforcing social distancing, face coverings, and other COVID-19 rules. So if you needed a reason to uninstall Yelp, there's a good one.
I uninstalled Yelp a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I found out that Yelp apparently what they do is they go around to businesses. They've got, like, local salespeople, or they make phone calls or whatever. Somehow they target local businesses, and they say, hey, we saw that you got all these, you know, reviews here on Yelp. How would you like to be able to remove the bad ones that you don't like? And they, you know, what business, you know, wouldn't want to be able to have that control? So they sell the subscription to the business based on that, you know, you'll be able to be moderating your own business's comments if you just pay them per month or per year.
And so you can go on and move, delete things that you don't like.
That's what I've heard.
That sounds very much like extortion to me.
Right?
It really does.
It's slimy.
It is.
Yeah. And I don't know what all the other perks are. I imagine, you know, you get more pictures or whatever. There's probably other benefits. They sell you this whole package of you're a Yelp subscriber at that point. I imagine your results come up higher up on the list and things like that.
I'll bet Bank of America would love to remove my review of them.
Imagine, though, paying Yelp all this time, you know, giving them every year, every month, their subscription fee to be in their preferred class of services, and then they turn on an option that allows the users to basically snitch you out on the platform.
I wonder if you can turn that off.
Maybe you can delete those, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You just say, oh, we don't want that feature on ours.
That's a good question. I don't know about that.
That would be a good selling point for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I uninstalled it after I learned that they allow people to just go in and delete, you know, bad reviews. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can understand why in some cases that would be beneficial, because how do you prove the person actually went and purchased the thing and they're not just a hater? So, but on the other hand, I do understand there's some value in having, you know, uninterrupted reviews or unmolested reviews there.
Yeah, so. And, you know, generally that's why averages are kind of better than reviews, because, every business is going to have some haters, and every business is going to have some lovers, and you know, the proportion of each might tell you something, you know, unless they're able to go in and cook the books, like this.
Multiple logged-in users must agree on whether social distancing and mask wearing are being enforced for those evaluations to appear on a business's page. Yelp said that they've got a system in place to stop potential misuse of the feature, at least so they believe. But nonetheless,
sure,
the feature exists.
Very concerned about that.
Yeah, but nonetheless, the feature exists, and it basically allows people to snitch on businesses.
And how much time do you have to be like, oh, okay, well, I went in here, and I didn't have to wear, or they didn't wear a mask. I need to go on to Yelp and go and do that. Give me a moment.
They're busybodies.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they do with their time.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what they're interested in.
Like the old ladies who used to stare out the window with their binoculars and, you know, oh, this one's having a visitor at
lunch. Past the house twice.
Yeah, the postman knocked twice.
Our number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, coming up, we can talk about the Bitcoin. Is it dead, according to one article? And then you've got a guy who's a gold bug who's on the attack, calling Bitcoin fool's gold.
Yeah.
So I bet if you've listened before, you can probably guess who it is. There's more coming up here in moments. It's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. When you amp Free Talk Live, you get perks like access to the Amp Only Facebook group and Amp Podcast. Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Black Lives Matter activist who was seen storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th was charged, the Department of Justice said on Thursday. John Earl Sullivan telling FBI agents he was at the Capitol when the breach happened. He said he entered through a window that had been broken out. Video shows Sullivan telling U.S. Capitol police officers to stand down so they won't get hurt and saying he has a knife. President-elect Joe Biden unveiling a massive COVID-19 stimulus proposal in a primetime address.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots and violence took place last week at the Capitol. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest. And in response to that, law enforcement has to be prepared no matter who's making the threat or potentially the impact of that threat.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime address at 7:15 Eastern Time tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
This is Free Talk Live. You can reach us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
We've been talking about the United States splitting up, talking about independence, talking about over the last week at least, and of course, you know, years, but certainly in the last week, decentralized options for social media and communicating online. There's been big news recently that people have been leaving some of the big tech platforms and going to the lesser tech platforms like Telegram and Signal. Right now, Signal is the number one most downloaded app on the Google App Store.
Nice.
Telegram is the number two most downloaded app.
And meanwhile, I'm told that Facebook and Twitter combined have lost $51 billion in market cap.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Glad
although they'll
that.
Probably get more than that from the CIA.
Yeah, it could be. But it's a time of change, and people out there, they need options. So we are huge fans of decentralization here on Free Talk Live. I announced the other day on the Free Talk Live website, sent it out via an email alert, that we're doubling down on decentralization here on Free Talk Live. We've already had certain things that were self-hosted, and you know, it's hard to really call a self-hosted thing decentralized. But when it's federated, I think you can get away with calling it more decentralized.
I call that polycentric, mm-hmm. and polycentric is a big improvement over monocentric.
Mm-hmm. Many centers.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to the day when the line between client and server is raised.
Blurred.
And basically everybody who's running the client has a server on their system that's gathering up the content in the background, because then it's unstoppable.
Yep,
without stopping everybody.
Yeah, and we're not there yet, but you know, these things like Mastodon are a good middle ground, or Matrix. Mastodon is a Twitter clone that is available free. It's open source, so anyone who's got the chops, computer, you know, tech-wise, can install this on a Linux server, and you can have your own social media platform. So we did that this weekend and launched it a couple of days ago at social.freetalklive.com. So you can go there and you can sign up, and it's not a big tech platform. It's run on our servers, so you know, we're the ones who are in charge of it, which means we don't really want to be in charge of anything, because we're libertarian types. So don't give us a reason to, and you know, you won't lose your account, right? Like if you're not a problem, we want to leave you alone.
And basically, if you do, there's a thousand other places you can go.
Right.
And one of the nice things about Mastodon is, for example, I had my my account on a server called Liberdon.
Yep.
And I was able to move my account from Liberdon to the new Free Talk Live system.
Oh, good.
And all of my subscribers were unsubscribed from my Liberdon and resubscribed to my Free Talk Live account.
I also did that, although you don't have to. You could have let them both going if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And you can always reactivate the old account later on if you.
I mean, maybe you guys will get mad at me sometimes. Yeah. We don't want that nobody on our account. Well, that's fine. I'll go back where I came from.
Yeah. right, and you can download your data as well from the site too, so you can keep a copy of it if need be, which is nice.
Very nice.
So check out social.freetalklive.com. Also, liberdon.com is a great site too, and that's the original. They were the original. They've had a lot of success over there, but I figured, you know what? Now we can have two. I think now we can have. Mm-hmm. There's room for two at least, maybe more.
There can be only one.
Yeah. Well, initially I thought, okay, this is cool. We don't need to see more than one, and there was one. Was good enough, but now with all the attacks on freedom of speech, I feel like the more the merrier at this point.
Yeah, because it would be very difficult to deplatform us. We're not using AWS. We're not using any of the big boy tech services.
We do. I'm not going to say where it is, but there are backups available already for Free Talk Live. So if the host, which is outside of the United States, if the host does decide to mess with us, we're ready to roll. As far as just within a matter of hours, we'll be back up and running somewhere else.
Nice.
So you know, we have a plan in place for that sort of thing.
And is the data regularly being copied over to those backups?
Oh yeah.
So it's going to come up hot?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah. Good.
Yep, so check that out, social.freetalklive.com. But that whole decentralizing thing also includes not just your social media, but also your money. And being able to take, and this comes back around to what we talked about in the first hour, where the government gang can just swoop into your bank account and take it all out, take it all away. And then what do you do? Well, if you've got cryptocurrency, you just go to your crypto, because they can't touch that. They don't have access to your Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash or whatever various Monero, whatever cryptocurrencies in Monero. They can't even see how much you have.
But speaking of Monero, there is alarming development on that front,
which is
I got an email from Bittrex.
Mm-hmm.
That's
your exchange.
That's my exchange telling me that they were delisting Monero
and Dash.
And some other coins, and this is alarming because, I mean, they've delisted a lot of coins.
The quote-unquote privacy coins.
But they've been nothing coins. They've been crap coins.
Right. They weren't getting trades. It was not worth having.
There wasn't enough business to justify having them. But these are some of the biggest coins out there. These are like within the top 10 of market cap, as I understand.
No, Monero is not in the top 10. It's probably like 12 or 13. And Dash has dropped to like 30.
Really?
Yeah.
So did they give you a reason?
Because of privacy. They're private. They're taking down all the privacy coins off their system.
They did not say that, but that was what I noticed. So I didn't even know Dash was a privacy coin.
Well, now that's an interesting thing. So Dash is like the weakest of weak privacy coins. They built in a Bitcoin mixer, basically. So there's a Dash mixer that people can use, and they called it Private Send. But the interesting thing was Dash, actually, after Bittrex did this, they posted on their Twitter account that, oh, we're just as private as Bitcoin, which is to say we're not private. Dash isn't a privacy coin. So now they're saying they're not a privacy coin, whereas before, for years, they were saying they were a privacy coin. In fact, you can still go on their website, and it says there's a private
option.
True
now.
What do you mean?
I mean, what they're saying is true now, because when they said they were a private coin, I don't see them as a privacy coin. Even having a mixer built in, a mixer doesn't make you a privacy coin.
What makes you a privacy coin?
I would say either zero information proofs or an...
I guess
that's beyond what
technical.
I can explain technically.
Yeah. Okay.
But basically... if people can look at the blockchain mm-hmm. and see how much you have, which they can on Dash, then it's not a privacy.
Okay.
Oh, I agree with you. Like, when you're looking at what Dash did for privacy, you got to remember this stuff was 2014 or 2015 when they didn't have Monero. You know, they didn't have, I forget what year Monero came out. It was like 2015 or something like that. But basically, it was the earliest of early attempts at quote unquote privacy. So at the time, it was what they could do. And they never did anything else to make it any more private. It was originally called Darkcoin when it first came out. And then they renamed it because the whole privacy thing made it sound, you know, darknetty and made it sound bad. And so they renamed to Dash.
What's bad about the darknet? The darknet, right?
Oh, I agree with you. But, you know, we weren't in charge of Dash, unfortunately. So they made that decision and they did that renaming. But for years, they marketed the quote-unquote private send. Mm-hmm. Which is this built-in mixer with Dash. And then as soon as Bittrex takes them down for being a privacy coin, that's when they went crying to Twitter and said, oh, no, we're not a privacy coin. We don't have any privacy at all. But they still says it on their website. So there's like two sort of conflicting opinions coming out of Dash, and it's kind of embarrassing for them, honestly.
Yeah, that is a little bit. So I don't know. I'm thinking I actually see the price of Monero falling on Bittrex because, you know, a lot of people aren't prepared to take their money off Bittrex. They don't know what to do with it. I know how to get my money off Bittrex, so I'm thinking of just turning it all into Monero and pulling it out.
There you go.
And then, okay, you can't buy Monero from Bittrex, but you can buy it from me.
603-283-6160 is our number. If you want to join us here, the head boss over at a gold company is on the attack again against Bitcoin, calling it fool's gold. We'll explain on the way. You can share your thoughts with us. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in if you want. Join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Overarching theme over the last several shows has been decentralized solutions for social media. There's, you know, a lot of people out there that are looking for options. Some people are leaving platforms like Facebook and Twitter, these big tech mega corporate giants, and going to lesser corporate giants like Telegram or Signal, which is definitely an improvement. But there are other things that you might want to consider, like the Matrix server that we run. So if you want to do chatting with people, the Matrix system is a federated system, meaning that there are different servers around the world that are connected to one another, but they're also not related in any other way. Like, they're run by different people who don't know one another, but yet they're all connected together in this what they call federated system. And so we have one of those servers. You can go to chat.lrn.fm and get step-by-step instructions on how to join that. So, also, as we discussed, cryptocurrency is a way to decentralize the idea of money and the power of money into the hands of individuals. And that is something that has been going on now for a dozen years. Bitcoin turned 12 just last week. So, kudos to Bitcoin for being such an amazing success over the last 12 years, having gone up as high as $42,000 in just the last, I think the last week it hit 42 grand.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I have to temper that. I think Bitcoin, qua Bitcoin, is overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there's a lot of underpriced spinoffs of Bitcoin out there.
Like Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash.
Dash. Bitcoin SV.
BSV Dash. There's a lot of them out there.
Monero. Well, Monero is actually not a spinoff. In that Monero was actually created sort of from scratch, basically.
Yeah, but conceptually, it's still a spinoff, the concept of the blockchain.
That's true, but they didn't use the Bitcoin code, is what I mean. So Monero's, most of these other cryptos that are not Bitcoin are originally based off of Bitcoin, meaning somebody took the Bitcoin code, copied it, changed some things, and then launched this new thing, whether it be Dash or, you know, a zillion of these other ones. There's thousands of them. But Monero started as its own thing. In fact, it was also created by an anonymous person, and no one knows who created Monero. So Bitcoin was created by an anonymous person calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto. I forget the name of the Monero programmer. Do you know offhand who
the
it was.
Name that nobody knows?
Well, there's a name. There's okay. There's a pseudonym.
Well, you're nobody.
I do not know the pseudonym. Yeah. Maybe nobody did it.
I hope so. So, Bitcoin has been constantly been attacked over its 12-year history. There's a headline here from marker.medium.com written by James Surowiecki, and it's titled, "The Bitcoin Dream is Dead. Bitcoin's recent 25% plunge illustrates why it will never be a true currency."
Hasn't it already retraced that?
It has.
Yep.
Okay. I guess that story's dead.
Well, he's got a point
that
to make.
That didn't age well.
He's got a point to make here, and he's going to say, I suspect that because it can change in its price, it can't be a currency. But let's go on with what
because
Mr. Sweatsky.
Because the dollar didn't change in its price when it lost 96% of its value?
Oh, yeah, but I imagine
the dollar
he's
not a currency either.
Yeah, I imagine he's going to ignore that.
Yeah, I doubt he'll mention that.
Yeah.
It does kind of break his thesis.
Right, because to people...
Tiny little sharp pieces that you could cut yourself
with. Yeah, because people who don't understand, you know, economy or the economics, they don't understand. They just look at the dollar and they say, well, it's still a dollar.
Yeah. Where's the dollar? Well, it used to be, for those who don't know, that the dollar had a fixed price in gold. It had a fixed price in gold right up until, I believe it was FDR's reign. Mm-hmm. It even passed the creation of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
It had a fixed price in gold where you could redeem it for something like 1/20th of an ounce of gold.
Wow. Can you imagine?
And yeah, now it's $2,000
right.
for an ounce of gold or so.
So it's down by a factor of 100.
And actually, that's true. My 96%, that was
that's
a
old numbers.
Few years
right.
ago. I calculated that out for a paper I did back in college.
Yep.
But not the first time I went to college, the most recent time I went to college.
May 22nd, 2010, a Bitcoin developer named Laszlo Hynix bought what may have been the most expensive meal in human history when he paid someone 10,000 bitcoins to pick up and deliver him two pizzas from Papa John's.
Okay, now this is not how value works, first off. What that pizza cost him is what it was worth that day.
It was $19.99 at the time, I
because think. He could then have taken $19.99 and bought back that Bitcoin. I don't know if he did or not.
I hope
but
he did.
Could have.
Given that one Bitcoin is now worth more than $30,000, those pizzas cost now more than almost 40. In retrospect, somewhere north of $300 million. Nowadays, of course, no one would think of shelling out Bitcoin for something as mundane as pizza without first...
Well, not BTC, but... I think we should call that Bitcoin Classic. But
I think they have that, though, don't they? No, that's Ethereum. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, let's call it Bitcoin Classic. Bitcoin Classic, of course, the
old Bitcoin.
Or Bitcoin Legacy, maybe. Mm-hmm. Which is what computer people call something they don't care about anymore. because, you know, the fees will eat you alive. You pay, $10 for a pizza and another $10 for the fees, but that's just because Bitcoin Legacy chose not to scale, and Bitcoin Cash chose to scale.
And they continue to choose
the other boys.
Yeah, and they continue to choose to do nothing. They can continue because they could choose. They could decide to raise the block size and scale up and start taking on more transactions per minute. Mm-hmm. And they could have done that at any point. They could do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
but they're not.
Yeah. And that's the big thing, is I expect the Bitcoin price to collapse at some point, but I expect it to collapse while all of the alts fail to collapse. That's what I'm hoping to see, and that's what I'm looking to see.
So, going on here, it says no one would think about shelling out Bitcoin for something as mundane as a pizza without first thinking about how much money they might be giving up in the future. And he's right about this, because it is hard to get people who are into cryptocurrency to spend the cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real challenge. And people who should know better will want to just hold on to it because they don't want to lose it. But what they don't seem to realize is they could acquire it again. Like, if you go out and spend your crypto, you can just turn right around and buy more of it. So it's not like there's, you know, you're going to run out. There's other people willing to sell it at the same instance you're willing to.
But people don't want to spend it at spot and then rebuy it at spot plus 10%. So in order to get people to feel comfortable,
they wouldn't want to do it at 1% either.
Oh, well, they would be a lot more likely to do it at 1%. I mean,
but they won't, because it's still losing money. And that's the reason why even if you could get it at spot, some people still wouldn't spend it, because they can spend on their credit card and get 1 or 2% back.
Well, maybe. I mean, it's a question of how cheap you are, and to some extent, I mean, certainly I was very resistant. I know we threw a couple of times over this. I was very resistant when I was a hurting unit to spending any Bitcoin, because that was my nest egg. That was my future.
Right.
And now I'm much more likely to spend some Bitcoin because I'm no longer in that hand-to-mouth kind of place where I'm hurting. And
you can't do activism if you don't. I mean, you can't be as effective at it. You can do activism if you don't have any resources. But if you have some resources, it's easier to do activism.
Yeah, but now I've taken an oath of poverty, and the church takes care of me, and I'm good. Not the church that I actually work for, which is Church of the Invisible Hand, which is affiliated with, but not a subsidiary of.
So, going on here, he says, in the years since Hynek's splurge, Bitcoin has gone from being an interesting experiment in decentralized finance to being the best performing asset of the decade, rising more than...
Of the decade of history.
Is it of history?
It has to be.
Yeah, it could
what
be.
Else has gone 100,000x?
This actually is claiming it's gone 10 million x since 2010.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there because I haven't run the numbers, but I suspect he's correct.
Or at least 10 million%. And jumping 220% last year alone. There's a Bitcoin ticker on every finance website. Legendary investors like Paul Tudor Jones, Bill Miller, Stanley Druckenmiller speak approvingly of its prospects. And companies like Square and MicroStrategy have invested their corporate cash into Bitcoin, despite being extraordinarily risky and volatile, as evidenced by the 25% drop it took between last Friday and Monday afternoon.
And it took a whole week to make that up. Jeez, I'm hurting.
Bitcoin has, in some sense, been admitted to the club and is now seen by many as a plausible competitor to assets like gold.
So another reason to use other cryptocurrencies.
But then he says Bitcoin has lost its original reason for being along the way. And we'll talk about that coming up. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.